With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The backing of Senator Susan Collins of Maine gives Senate Republicans a slim Senate majority supporting the Save America Act, the aim to make sure only U.S. citizens can vote in federal elections. However, Republican reluctance to eliminate the filibuster could block the Save America Act from becoming law. GOP backers of nuking the filibuster argue that Democrats will surely take that step if and when they regain control of Congress. No clear path to ending the partial government shutdown. Lawmakers are digging in over DHS oversight.
Lawmakers and the White House offering no signs of compromise in their battle over oversight of federal immigration officers. That impasse has led to a pause in funding for the Department of Homeland Security. A partial government shutdown began Saturday after congressional Democrats and President Trump's team failed to reach a deal on legislation to fund the department through September. Congress is on recess until February 23rd, and both sides appear dug into their positions. I'm Julie Walker.
Investigators are analyzing DNA found on a glove discovered not far from the home of Today Show co-host Savannah Guthrie's mother, Nancy Guthrie.
Officials revealed this discovery days after investigators released surveillance videos of a masked person. Those videos show that masked person outside of Guthrie's front door of her Tucson home. Nancy Guthrie was last seen at her home on January 31st. Guthrie is the mother of NBC Today Show host Savannah Guthrie.
And correspondent Andrew Stewart says Savannah has posted another video to Instagram telling the kidnappers that it's never too late to do the right thing. Secretary of State Marco Rubio, now in Budapest, has signed a civilian nuclear cooperation deal with Hungary. This is SRN News. Indiana rejects transgenderism.
The state will no longer allow people to change their gender on their driver's license or any other government-issued identification. Indiana's Republican Governor Mike Braun has issued an executive order directing all agencies to, quote, enforce the biological binary of man and woman. A growing number of states are retrenching on transgenderism these days following a public backlash that began before President Trump's re-election and helped power it. Michael Harrington reporting.
Puerto Rico's governor has signed a bill that amends a law to recognize an unborn baby as a human being. Governor Jennifer Gonzalez, a Republican and backer of President Trump, says the legislation aims to maintain consistency between civil and criminal provisions by recognizing the unborn child as a human being. The amendment is now an article within Puerto Rico's penal code that defines murder. This is SRN News. A young Western Conference star stole the show of the NBA's revamped All-Star Game.
Anthony Edwards won the Most Valuable Player Award while leading his Stars team past their fellow Americans on the Stripes team 47-21 to win the final of the NBA All-Star Game. The Timberwolves star claimed his first All-Star MVP award with a tying three-pointer in the first-round robin game, followed by 8 points in the final. The mini-tournament comprised the main event of All-Star Weekend at the Los Angeles Clippers Intuit Dome. The slightly older Stripes had beaten the younger Stars on De'Aaron Fox's three-pointer at the buzzer two mini-games earlier. I'm Geffen Coolball.
LeBron James still has not decided whether his unprecedented 23rd NBA season will be his last. The 41-year-old James again confirmed that he is not on a farewell tour this season with the Los Angeles Lakers. More details, srnnews.com.